While the children with PTSD exhibit this triad, they tend to develop other symptoms. Children suffering from PTSD as a result of experiencing a natural disaster developed a belief in identified omens, felt guilty after the disaster, and developed significant separation anxiety. They were more likely to act out than to become depressed and become markedly distractible. Repetitive play involving the trauma may occur, as well as out-and-out trauma reenactment. Humer, Erhart, and Steiner, 2010. There was a significant increase in their tendency to alienate themselves from people when compared to adult sufferers. While these symptoms are found in the DSM-4-TR, they are not included in the PTSD diagnosis criterion. As a result, children with PTSD are more likely to be tested for attention deficits or conduct disorders than PTSD. This suggests that further research is in order with regard to the disorder's etiology in children. Evans and Wehler-Stinnett, 2006. Sex differences. The evidence on sex differences in the children that suffer from PTSD are mixed. It seems that roughly half of the researchers find a significant difference, and half do not. Evans and Wehler-Stinnett, 2009, Catani et al., 2009, Conan and Whittam, 2009, Chai Ying, Yayen, Ho Miao, and Su Hui, 2011. The author feels that this is an artifact of the complexity of the definition of the disorder combined with cultural differences. When researchers do identify a sex difference in the prevalence, it is suggested that females are at least 4 times more likely to develop the disorder than males, but that males are twice as likely as females to be exposed to a traumatic situation. Conan and Whittam, 2009, Yehuda, 2002. The important thing of this information in regards to children is that a child who has experienced or witnessed neglect, abuse, or violence is more likely to develop PTSD as an adult. Again, due to the abject nature of the definition itself and the differences in operational definitions between studies, these numbers are approximations. Catani et al., 2009, found that in a population of schoolchildren living in Kabul, Afghanistan, that 38% of the total sample showed some levels of symptoms of PTSD, and that the children who exhibited these symptoms were more likely to be exposed to neglect or abuse in the home, and also, interestingly, more likely to be child laborers. In Taiwan, Chai Ying et al., found that 29% of children who had experienced physical abuse beyond corporal punishment developed either subclinical or full PTSD as a result. Chai Ying et al., 2011. In the United States, 25% of adolescents have experienced a traumatic event by the time they are 16, and roughly 30% of those adolescents develop at least subclinical symptoms. Kowalik et al., 2011. Evans and Wehler-Stinnett found no significant differences in presentation of the symptoms between males and females, finding instead that the child's self-reported level of fear during the natural disaster predicted the level of severity. 2006.